It is great to have you on the Family Goals Podcast with David Pollock and Pastor Jay. I'm Joel Inhouse, and on this podcast, we want to encourage you to grow closer to God, to strengthen your marriage, and to inspire your family to reach its highest potential.
Being a pastor is one of the biggest blessings of my life. It can also be really challenging. Often it feels like everyone wants something from you. That's one of the reasons that it's so refreshing when you find a trusted ministry partner, a Christ-centered, church-driven organization that's truly there to help you carry your church's mission forward. For me, Compassion International has been one of those trusted ministry partners. Hear me say this, Compassion International is much more than asking people in your church to sponsor a child. Compassion offers proven, no-cost resources to help pastors make mission and discipleship a personal priority for individuals and families in their churches. My local Compassion team is in my corner. They genuinely care about me and my church. Learn more about partnering with Compassion at compassion.com/family goals.
Pastor Jay asked Davey advice on having a good marriage and parenting. Here's the conversation.
What advice would you give someone in their career?
I like this because I'm kind of going through it. I think the biggest area that I see people being successful and not being successful is everybody wants to wait for the perfect time. The perfect time is never coming. You will never be ready for your next opportunity. You will be never be ready for your next promotion. Like if you're waiting for the right time and the right sign, like you're going to be waiting a long time. Like keep moving forward in your career. Keep going. Do what you love. Like if you can do something between something like one thing and another thing. And if you really, really enjoy it, go get it. Like do that. Here's something that I'll say. And then I want you to answer this question. Where I'm at in my age with my friends and their kids, like the biggest stress that I have to all my buddies is, dude, you can make all the money you want in 4 years, 5 years. Like literally it's kind of crazy, but we were doing the calendar yesterday. Like it's almost May, for gosh sakes, it's almost summertime. Like that's nuts to me that we're already here again. And Nicholas will be a sophomore. Like, so next year my schedule, so I talked to a college football coach the other day at a prominent university. I'm not going to name any names. They told me to come work for me. Just come work with me, be my pass rush coach. And I was like, nah. I said, I'm working at North Oconee, getting paid $0.
You're turning down big bucks college.
I'm a D-line coach that gets paid $0. I'm a basketball coach now with the staff.
I'll be coaching
with North Oconee High School in basketball and doing character development and stuff like that. Getting paid zero, but I got 4 years left with my babies. And so whatever paycheck and stuff you're creating, at my stage in life, I don't give a dang about the money, bro. Like, I'm going to go be a non-paid coach, pour into the kids in our region, in our area, at our high school, and be around my babies and be around them and try to make the environment as great as possible. Like, as positive as possible in every way, shape, or form. But, like, if you're chasing the career and the money, like, all that stuff, you can chase it harder when your kids are gone. Like, you're going to have all the time in the world to chase. Put your track shoes on, bro. You can run after it. But right now, man, you've got a small window where your kids are in your household, then they're going to be gone. And just maximize that, man.
Well, let me give you a little pushback on that.
Okay.
From what someone listening to the podcast is thinking.
Okay.
They're thinking, well, it's easy for David Pollock to say that because David Pollock, you made millions of dollars.
Why you put my business on the street, bro? Why you put my business on the street, bro?
Everybody knows you're in the NFL.
I mean, you don't put people's business on the block. I'm going to put Pastor Jay up on social media now. I'm going to find out his salary and put it up on social media, bro. Well, you're paying this humpy this amount of money. I'm just letting y'all know, church. This is what y'all doing, church.
I don't know your business.
Yeah, I would say that's awesome. That's great, and you can use that if you want to, but like
that's, okay. Yeah.
But here's the thing. Here's what the way we look at it is. Well, I want to get to this point. Sure, I'm in a situation. I want to make money. I want to go do things too. And when you make money, you want to make more money. Ain't right. Nobody that makes
there's
money.
There's
like,
never
yeah,
enough.
Cool.
Yeah, there's never.
I
enough.
Mean,
yeah.
You always have that tendency to do it, but like. It's not worth the chase if you're going to – listen, I'm not saying don't go make money. Go make money. I'm saying are you going to forfeit your schedule to go make money? Are you going to forfeit time that you would have at home to go make money? Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to forfeit the opportunity to go to your kids' games, to go to your kids' school plays, their chorus concerts, all that stuff, when I got to work, I got to grind? Like, sure, you can do that, but again, that work's going to be there afterwards. You can grind when they're gone and go make all the money. You got to pay bills.
Yeah.
And every household situation is different, and what you have to sacrifice is 100% different. But I think I'm talking more about going over and above and beyond and missing all of the things that you get to do in this time frame that you won't get to do it again and you won't have back.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand what you're saying. Prioritizing.
Yeah.
I was just priority.
Say that again.
I have a hard time saying a few words.
Yeah, that was one of them.
Priority is one of them. Miracles is one of them. I preached on miracles this past week, so I was trying to be very careful.
That was solid.
Was that sound good?
Yeah, that was
okay,
great.
That's another word.
And I didn't notice people, it in the service either.
Thank
so
you.
Miracles. Jolyn just said in the background, miracles. Yeah. God bless them, miracles.
Now, Jennifer and I say that all the time because, you know, Jesse's playing high school tennis in the seasons. I mean, the season's like 2 months. And
yeah.
So, like, last night, I decided to go to her game instead of going to my men's discipleship. But she only has 8 more matches.
Yeah.
And so it was a great opportunity. You know, in the past, I might have said, well, I need to be at men's discipleship. But to your point, it's a priority to be there. And it was a great opportunity because some of the guys I've been discipling and kind of mentoring, they're like my Timothys. It was an opportunity to say, hey, I can't be there Tuesday night. Can you lead the group?
Yeah, there you
so
go.
So now he, you know, he's stepping up to lead the group. But I understand what you're saying. Like you don't, if you have a choice between a job that's here and you can be with your family and a job you're traveling all the time, you're going to choose the one to be with your family.
So yeah.
I think that's super, super cool. So good thing on career. All right, the next question I had for you, what would you say to 100 men or thousands of men who are listening to the podcast is what advice would you give concerning marriage?
It's interesting. I love these questions because I haven't looked at any of them.
Well, I know you like to be spontaneous.
I do like to be. I spoke in South Dakota. The guy said, just so y'all know, like the men's summit, there was 2,000 men there, and then there were simulcasts and stuff. And he's like, you know, I tried to ask him for input and stuff like that, and he's like, he wasn't interested. So these are all raw, real answers, like right off the hip. Like, didn't get time to process.
Oh, in South Dakota?
Yeah, I didn't want to hear the questions. I like to be surprised. Marriages are marriages take work. Marriages take effort. Marriages are not something that you can put on autopilot. I've done it before and it doesn't work. Marriages are changing. They're not the same. I think that's one thing. I think people think, you know, my spouse is this, my spouse is that. Like, your spouse is changing. Your spouse is getting older.
Will you tell me Lindsay's changed since she was in the ninth grade?
Yeah, just a smidge. Since we started dating at 12. I mean, just there, it's going to continue to change for you. And I think you've got to continue to change. What it looks like in the support is going to change. But, you know, putting your bride first or your husband first has got to be a priority, you know, in your family. And that's something that we've talked about, obviously, ad nauseum on this podcast. But that's something that you got to consistently remind yourself and do. Mm-hmm. And continue to date. Like, even in a marriage, continue to date them. Continue to love on them. Continue to say things different ways. Continue to get away on trips. You know, we've seen the importance of that, obviously, and talked about that before in the past. Is, you know, me and Lindsay are going this weekend. She's going to speak engagement with me, you know, in Denver. You know, like, continue to find those opportunities. But it's not stagnant. It doesn't stay the same. It will continue to change. You'll continue to change. She'll continue to change. You know, piece of advice that I learned is don't throw them under the bus in front of people. Like, always acknowledge them. Like,
have you gotten in trouble doing that?
Oh, of course. Always be over positive about your spouse. Like, find out what their love language is. Pour into it. Understand that their love language will change. We've talked about that before too. So that's a lot of stuff I just
threw
at you.
That's a lot.
That's a whole lot. That's some good from the top of the dome.
Good advice.
The top
right
of the melon.
You speaking of
what about you? You've been married for 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. Like, what is yours? That's important. See, I think that's important. Getting the perspective of somebody that's been married for, you know, half a century.
I'm gonna say keep the romance hot.
Oh God, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I love more than your son being in the room filming this podcast when Pastor Jay talks about his mom and keeping the romance hot.
I just said that because Jolin was sitting over
you're
there.
You're more red than Jolin is, though. Yeah. I'm just telling you, you're a shade of red for all you people that like to watch. Jolin's unfazed. Not much phased is Jolin, but there, what else you got?
My mind's going in so many different directions right now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm trying to refrain myself from talking about something. So I'm gonna let that go. I think for Jennifer and I, getting away is good. Getting out of town. So this is kind of cool. But so Lindsay's going with you to a speaking engagement this weekend.
You're going with her to a speaking engagement.
I'm going with her to a speaking
engagement.
Dang,
Skippy. I knew that.
So she's big time. She's
big time.
She's up there speaking.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
New York?
New York, yeah. Oof. Albany, New York.
That's going to be cold,
so
bro.
It's going to be cold. We've been in New York City a few times, but we've never been like upstate or midstate. I'm not even sure, but we're going to try to get out, do some hiking, get out in the outdoors.
Is that what y'all like to do when you get away?
We do. We like to get outside. And I like to see new places
too.
Because I think there's something that's good for the brain about seeing something that you've never seen before.
Left brain versus right brain?
I have no idea what.
What do you mean?
What was left brain is more like the linear thinking.
And
brain's more creative.
Well, and the things you do the same over and over again.
Okay.
Like it becomes
getting out of that routine.
And just like with, you know, like Draw the Circles did that. It talked about routine, and you talk about with routine. Mm-hmm. We get in a routine and a prayer routine. We get in a routine of the, I mean, you think about in the morning. You probably have a lot of steps in the morning that's an absolute routine that you do without your brain thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And what you want to do, if you can, to me, I work well the same thing. Like, I need to go to new spots, new things, see new, otherwise I get in the same trap of I've done it. It's like lyrics to a song, right? Like, you can sing it over and over and over again without even having to think about it once you've heard it enough. So I do like a new room, new places to hike to, new things to see, new experiences to share together. I don't do well with the same old, same old. Like, I hiking is our thing too. Like, I love hiking because I love being active.
You have hiking boots?
I wear sneakers. I don't understand that either. I can walk in sneakers as well as
we
I
got,
walk
We got the dorky hiking boots.
That is not
I
a surprise, by the way.
Merrill's.
That is absolutely not a surprise.
It's a little bit embarrassing.
You both got them?
Oh, yeah.
Are they matching?
I don't think they're matching.
What do you mean? You don't think they're either matching or they're not?
Well,
they're definitely. You know what that means? They're matching, America. No. They are matching. That's what that means.
We bought. So,
answer the question.
So for our 20th wedding anniversary, we went to Banff, Canada. Have you ever been to Banff?
Spell that.
B-A-N-F-F.
Banff.
So it's the Canadian Rockies. Okay. So it's the part. It's just north of Glacier National. But so we'd bought these hiking shoes then.
When you say we, did she buy them for you?
She probably bought them for me. Yeah.
Probably. There you go again. She bought them for you.
It's I not, can't remember. It's been like
she bought them for you
8 or 9 years.
Yeah, okay. Anyways.
But we wear them so infrequently that they're not even worn out any. I mean, you don't wear out like hiking boots, hiking shoes. So we'll be taking my hiking shoes up to New York, and we're going to try to get out in the snow maybe if it's snowing.
You better bundle up, bro.
But you know we have places that we're wanting to go to around the world. You know, like the bucket list kind of.
What's
places.
what's the top couple? Upstate New York, apparently.
No, we want to go on the Alaskan cruise. I've heard tons of people talk about the Alaskan cruise.
I think we're going to do that too.
It's
I think
amazing.
We're pulling that
we're
trigger.
We're probably going to go with other couples on that Mediterranean cruise.
Okay.
But we want to go to Italy. We want to go to Greece.
I want to go to Italy and Rome.
Yeah, all that.
I actually
I haven't really been to Europe
to
many times. I have been to Turkey, Istanbul, Turkey.
Yes.
For a day.
You love that. London?
I want to go to. I've been to London.
Okay,
yes,
so you've been to London.
No, I have been to London? No, I haven't been to London.
Goodness gracious!
So we
want a
go
hot
to,
mess.
We want to go to Wimbledon. So we want to. We want to.
So that was on my bucket
all
list.
All four of the major tournaments. So we've been.
We went to. You would be. I figured you'd appreciate that.
You've been to Wimbledon.
My 30th birthday, Lindsay took me to London, and we went to Wimbledon because my buddies played, and so we went to the matches and saw the grounds.
Okay.
And
did you really? Isner?
Yeah.
You talking about Isner
and James Blake and Marty Fish and those guys were playing at the time. So
cool.
We went and stayed, and it was cool. Awesome. It was really cool.
That's on the bucket list.
It's like Augusta. It's very Augusta-esque, like very.
Are you
like
gonna,
old school?
Are you going to take me to Augusta?
Probably not.
I want you to take me.
I'm just saying, there's a list of people that I have going, and you're not high on the list. So I don't get to bring people very often. Like, you're not in the top five, and you only get to bring like two. So probably not. I take one person every like 5-10 years. I mean, I could lie to you. You know what? Yes, you're number one on the list, Pastor Jay. Definitely going to take you as you put your glasses on.
I'm looking at my next question. I have to, in order to see, just don't be bringing up South Dakota anymore. First, you're not going to take me to Augusta, and then you keep bringing up South Dakota.
You know what? Next time I go to South Dakota, I'll bring you. How about that? It was such a great place. It's balmy this time of year.
Well, how was it? Was it like Montana? Is it like a cool place to go?
No, it's not like Montana, no. Okay. Now, I did not get to see a bunch of things. I wanted to go to Mount Rushmore. Lindsay was supposed to go, but because the schedule changed, she didn't go. Okay. So that kind of stunk. That wasn't near as much fun. But
she's more committed to Leah's basketball team than you are.
By the way, when I got on stage, that was my first comment. It was like, I've never been so nervous to be on stage before. And I'm like, it has nothing to do with y'all. It has everything to do with
Are you getting updates on the basketball score?
Yes. I was like, I have my phone right here, and I'm going to get updates on my daughter's eighth grade basketball team. I said, I'm one of the coaches, and like, I've coached these girls for forever, and not there. It makes me really nervous. Like, I don't like it at all. And then I got text 7-0. I was like, 7-0, we're good. Like, let's go. What's winning?
Giving them updates.
That would have been awesome if I did that. But
well, let me ask you this now that I got my glasses on and I can see. What advice would you give the men in parenting?
Strap in. parenting is cool, man. It's cool. It's challenging. It's exhausting. I think it's the hardest job you'll probably have. I think it's something that at different stages is going to require different things of you. And when you start when they're little, man, like, you know, start to build the joy, like build the joy, have fun, make everything fun, make everything a game, make everything, you know, make it easy. You know, when they're younger, it's easy. Like, go with the flow. You know, you can create your schedules and stuff like that, but just go with the flow, have fun with it. You know, start to teach discipline at a young age. I think discipline is really, really good. You know, my kids always get compliments on the yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. And that's something that if you drill in them when they're young, like, do the hard work early, like the hard work with the manners, the hard work with discipline. Don't count backwards from 3-2-1 with timely obedience. Like, that's not obedience. You know, tell them what to do. Have consequences. You know, the kids want discipline. Kids crave discipline. It's good for them to do that. So I think, you know, enjoy that phase, enjoy that start, but create the foundation of discipline and, you know, strap in and be willing to, again, like we talked about with marriage, be willing to change, because parenting is style. Like, it's going to change throughout. Like, your kids are going to be very different. They're not the same. And how you parent one kid isn't how you parent another one. And as they get older, you know, be able to listen to them, you know, pick and choose your battles. I used to think that was so weak sauce, by the way. And I have the energy to fight my battles. I mean, I do. I can sit there and fight battles, but like, at this point, like where Leah's at right now, I would be fighting battles all the time, and I don't want to fight battles all the time. And I've had to learn to adapt, mm-hmm. and as they've gotten older, to let things go. And I know with you said with Jesse, you basically let everything go now. But just, I mean, learning those battles to pick, but again, in the end, and if you want to get back down to it, like, make their relationship with Jesus more important than everything else. Mm-hmm. Make church their next place. Like, you got the house. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that the other day, by the way, in church, because we've said that for years, right? Mm-hmm. Literally, I was thinking about it. We go to school, so school is a place. We're at our house, obviously, it's a place. And I was trying to think, I was like, what's the next place that we go to the most? And by far, it's our church. Mm. It's Sunday That's morning. Awesome. Yeah. It's Sunday night. It's Wednesday night. Like, anytime there's anything else going on, like, it's mm-hmm. like, it's just, it is.
It's and, their third place.
Yeah.
Which it's your third place.
Yeah. Which is cool. Yeah. I mean, so, you know, and again, we start that when they're young and build those disciplines and habits mm-hmm. when they're young. Read to them, read the Bible to them, teach them God's word. Like, so I wanted to give you some other stuff before I gave you the Sunday school answers, which everybody's mm-hmm. going to expect, but, strap in. It's a tough ride.
So you mentioned the importance of disciplining your kids, and I think that's incredible advice, especially for young parents, because do the hard work early, discipline them while they're young, creating those, you know, boundaries. What do you think about spanking? That's like a controversial issue. Did y'all spank your kids?
I did not. Lindsay told me, you don't know your own strength, and I'm not going to let you do that. But I'll tell you this, and just being full disclosure, because that's what we do here. We got to be honest.
I want you to lie.
So, like, growing up, that was something that I got.
Uh-huh.
And I would say more than spankings.
You got some beatings.
I got some beatings. By the way, all deserved. All more than deserved. But I definitely... I grew up with that, and so my first inclination, like, I remember Nicholas being young and just, like, grabbing his ears, like, you know, like, the side of his head, just grabbing him. And my first inclination was very physical. Like, you did something, it was physical. And I've had to work on that a lot, and I've had to get that out. Like, it's been something that's been a struggle for me. And, Lindsay?
What do you mean by that?
My first reaction, and again, I don't know if it's the way I was raised a little bit too, but like if you messed up was to beat, like to hit, okay. to slap. Like that's just in my head. I didn't do that. And Lindsay did the spankings when our kids needed them because she's like, you just don't know your own strength. But I'm all for a spanking with a spatula. I'm all for, like, I'm not all for beatings, but right. I mean, I think you want to follow up with some form of that. And again, I think the biggest difference to me would be we're not doing this in anger. There's a difference between being like, yeah. and like, hey, listen, you know, if you don't follow the rules, like there's consequences to the rules. And this is how I feel. And this is the, like, kids need to know the why big time. Mm-hmm. And they don't, if you're going to be somebody that blows up on your kids and goes over the top, that you don't think they'll blow up? Like, if you have a temper and you blow off the hand or fly off the handle, you don't think they're going to fly off the handle? Like, it's going to happen, dude. Like, 100% going to happen. So I think that's important, discipline out of love, and teach them discipline because they need discipline in their lives, mm-hmm. not because they pissed you off. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Not right. because you're not acting a certain way. You know, your kids are going to grow and learn, but you got to help them with that. But I think they'll appreciate that in the end. I think that's something that they'll thank you for, is having discipline, showing them the right way, how to treat people, all those things.
Yeah, I think discipline and love, and if you are going to spank, if you're going to do that, I wouldn't do it in the spur of the moment or the heat of the moment. I think you got to let the situation cool down. And to your point, you have to explain the why. I never forget my dad. He used to take his belt off, and he would like pop that belt. Mm. I don't know.
Oh yeah,
like he'd pop the belt. It's kind of intimidating, and, mm-hmm. and he would always say,
"He's basically setting the stage."
He's kind of setting the stage, and he said, "This is going to hurt me more than it's going to hurt you." And I remember thinking to myself, "No, it's not going to hurt you at all. I'm the one getting hurt." And of course, I bruised like a peach. So
apparently,
yeah, TJ. I still do.
TJ did when he hit you with a golf ball in the butt cheek.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself, I haven't had a bruise like that on my rear since your dad. But I think, you know, we did spank when the kids were little, but when the kids get to a certain age.
Yeah, 21, you stop, right?
There's other ways of disciplining them. Yeah.
21, 22, you stop.
Yeah, I mean, you take the phone away, you put them in timeout. I mean,
but I still think you don't
let them play in a basketball
game.
But
you still don't do that in anger.
Right, right.
And you try to still do that as best. But I think that's something that's. I think right, and this is one of those things that's it's probably second nature for you, but it's not for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think you've got to really calm down, chill out in the moment, come with a level head, talk to your bride maybe before you go in there and, like, talk about what you – because here's the thing. What you see and what your bride sees and what the kid sees, they're all different. These are all different viewpoints. And mm-hmm. your relationship with your son or your daughter, you don't have the same relationship with them that they have with you. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
sure.
They have a...
Explain that.
Well, they're under your authority. They have to answer to you. It's not the same relationship of wanting to answer to you. And, like, they have to do what you say. You don't have to do what they say. Like, it's not... We're not in the same, like, relationship aligned in the same exact spot. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not mutual friends. We're not... Like, there is a hierarchy here that is followed. So, I think that your lens, their lens is different. Explain your lens more. And... it's something that's been very good for us is just sitting down and talking about things and explaining those things. But the why is important in those relationships. But I think anyways, getting back to sit down with your spouse, what did you see? Because I'm going to tell you something. I don't talk to my kids unless I've talked to my wife. Mm. And it's not because I'm not capable. It's because I know it makes me better. Like, if I talk to her and pick her brain about what she sees, then I got two sides as opposed to just my one side. Because I've got a view that's already in my head. And I have things in my head that are already there. So it's just so helpful for me to ask them about sports and bounce things off of her about different things and the way they're acting and the way they're feeling and the way they've been. Because I'm like, oh, that's a good point. Like, I might ask, you know, does Leah seem like she's been a little bit like this to you? Well, she's had this, this, and this. I'm like, yeah, that's a good point. You know? I think it helps.
Yeah, so has there – I guess you just gave that example. I was thinking there might be sometimes, like, I think something's a big deal and I want to make a big deal about it. And then once I talk to Jennifer and she kind of gives me a little more balance.
Perspective.
Sometimes. Perspective, that's the word. Like, yeah. Okay, well, maybe that's not as big a deal as I –
Well, and that's a great spouse, right? Mm-hmm. Like a great, you know, I think it's a lot harder when the spouses are probably very similar, mm-hmm. you know, and I've seen that, by the way, trust me, you've seen it too. The parents that, like when you got, I feel really bad for kids that have two parents that are just intense. Mm-hmm. I'm like, golly, like you see them at sporting events and you're just like, man, mom and dad? You know what I'm saying? Like, because...
You're like, poor kid.
Poor kid, like 100%. And I can name names right now. I'm not going to. But like, poor kid, like, because again, I think it's so cool with my wife that like the compassion, they get a lot of compassion from my wife. And that's a good thing. But I'm going to give them something a little bit different, right? Like a different viewpoint. And I'm going to ask them to do things that are difficult that might require of you that my wife might not do. And that's okay. Like, that's an important thing to be able to do. But like complementing each other's strengths and complimenting each other's weaknesses, I think is a really, like, I have to ask my wife all the time, like, what's important to you? And, you know, those things, like, discipline around the house is super important for her, like, now it is for me, right? We've talked about that before. Things that are important to me, you know, she's made a priority to be important for her, but I think it's so valuable to bounce things off of our spouses and pick their brains and I think even the kids in the house to pick their brains and get their perspectives on what they're feeling and why they're feeling a certain way.
Thank you again for listening to this week's Family Goals podcast with David Pollack and Pastor Jay. Life is always changing and people are always growing. We have to be flexible and adapt to those changes. I love the quote, "Do the hard work early. Discipline your kids at an early age." Your spouse is not the same as they were 10, 20 years ago. Keep going on dates. Never stop dating your spouse. Get away. Go see new things. Continue to do fun things together. Your relationship with your spouse and your kids are the greatest relationships here on earth. Act like it. Relationships take work. Strap in. Do the work. It is so worth it in the end. If you found this episode helpful, encouraging, or entertaining, please let us know by subscribing to the podcast or by writing a review. You can also reach us on Instagram and Twitter at Family Goals Pod. Thank you again for listening to the Family Goals Podcast, and we'll catch you next week.